From the pages of the Elgin newspapers of 100 years ago, this is the news of August 27th, 1921. A corporation may be formed to finance the purchase of a 5-acre baseball field and the building of a grandstand and bleachers in Elgin. The American Legion and Businessmen's Committee will probably meet tonight to discuss the purchase of one of three sites and the corporation plan for providing a baseball field by selling stock at $100 a share. The Legion to purchase 51% of the controlling interest. The site which members of the committee declared the most likely would be a field to cost $5,000 at 5 acres. It is part of the old Bi-State Park property next to Wing Park. Ian Herbster of the committee is said to have an offer to purchase 14 acres of the property, now owned by the Bosworth family, for about $10,000. The committee is sent to plan a corporation because of their belief will sell stock at $100 a share rather than donate larger amounts. If the Legion took $5,100 of the shares, but 49 shares remain to be sold, and these will be taken in short order by Elgin residents, it was claimed by the committee. Members of the committee are E.W. Herbster, William DeClaris, Dr. Ralph Hinton, Charles Stillman, Harold Levy, Don Beverly, Mitchell Henderson, Edward Letow, and Frank McCarthy. A good stand for the field would cost $5,000 according to present plans. Movable bleachers to be used both for baseball and football are also planned. The field will be used for track, football, and baseball. Elgin 100 Years Ago is a presentation of the Elgin Area Historical Society, and I am Jerry Turnquist.